My name is Rabbi Yonatan Nero, and I'm going to speak about summoning the will not to waste. The commandment of Bal Tashchit, do not destroy or waste, has long been considered central to a Jewish environmental ethic. Indeed, Rabbi Norman Lamb understands it to be the biblical norm which most directly addresses itself to the ecological situation. What is the basis for the commandment not to waste? We will explore how the Jewish tradition widely forbids wasteful acts, how wasting contributes to degradation of the planet, and how not wasting can help us improve our lives both physically and spiritually. The Torah teaches, when you besiege a city for many days to wage war against it, to capture it, you shall not destroy its trees by wielding an axe against them, for you may eat from them, but you shall not cut them down. Is the tree of the field a man to go into the siege before you? However, a tree you know is not a food tree. You may destroy and cut down, and you shall build bulwarks against the city that makes war with you until its submission. The Torah teaches us that we are not to cut down fruit trees in wartime. Yet the rabbis of the Talmud understand these verses to be a general prohibition beyond war and fruit trees. If Jews must not cut down fruit trees in the extreme case of a war of conquest, when destruction is the norm, how much the more so does this apply to normal life? The general prohibition against needless destruction, derived from the verses on fruit trees, concerns not destroying directly or indirectly anything that may be of use to people. It applies to wasting energy, clothing, water, money, and more. According to the Talmud, this prohibition includes wastefully burning oil or fuel. Subsequent rabbinic authorities conclude the Torah forbids wasting any resources of benefit to humans. The Talmudic sage Rabbi Yishmael makes another logical inference. If the Torah warns us not to destroy fruit trees, then we should be even more careful about not destroying the fruit itself. Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Forham notes that contemporary rabbinic authorities agree, based on this teaching, that it is forbidden from the Torah to destroy edible fruit. This applies to all food that is fit to be eaten, and not only the fruit of trees. Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch explains that do not destroy is, quote, the most comprehensive warning to human beings not to misuse the position which God has given them as masters of the world and its matter through capricious, passionate, or merely thoughtless, wasteful destruction of anything on earth. Today, we use and waste vast amounts of resources. Indeed, certain practices in Western society directly conflict with the principle of Bal Tashchit. Let us examine one modern-day example of Bal Tashchit, the throwing out of edible food. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, Americans throw away more than 25% of the food they prepare, totaling about 96 billion pounds of food waste. Less than 3% of this waste was recovered and recycled. While some of this food waste was inedible, part of it was good food discarded by satiated diners or edible leftovers thrown away from the refrigerator. Disposing of food costs money, about $1 billion spent annually in the United States. In garbage dumps, this decomposing food waste produces methane, a potent gas that contributes to climate change. The environmental impact of this waste occurs not only in the garbage dumps where it is deposited, but also in the fossil fuels, water, and land used to produce the food. One study examined the energy embedded in wasted food. That is, from agriculture, transportation, processing, food sales, storage, and preparation of the food. This study concluded that the energy involved represents about 2% of annual energy consumption in the U.S. By wasting food, we squander a tremendous amount of resources, reduce the food available for the world's poor, and waste money that could be used for important purposes. By heeding the Torah's call not to waste, we can therefore generate ecological, social, and financial benefits. Rabbi Hirsch identifies the key traits that lead to wasteful behavior: anger, pride, and most of all, ego. To tread lightly and live without wasting, one must cultivate the opposite of these traits: inner peace, humility, and selflessness. Therefore, the fulfillment of Bal Tashchit also involves spiritual returns. The verses that introduce this mitzvah describe a war against an external enemy. But the rabbis made clear that the real battle to be waged is within ourselves against a tendency to be wasteful. By consuming in a mindful way and not wasting, we can become healthier, more balanced human beings, and also create a healthier and more balanced world. May the changes we make in our own lives ripple outwards to our families, community, and planet. Thank you.